This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 2nd. God's word to you today is love sacrifice. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3:16, and it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." I urge you to consistently put the love sacrifice to God before you and just meditate on it. God gave his one and only Son just for you, not to come and preach and teach us alone, but to give his life in exchange for ours. Jesus, in step with the Father, gave his life so that you and I can be called sons of God. God knows all these things. The Bible says, God knows the end from the beginning. God knew that there would be people that will kick against Jesus. He knew that some will refuse to give their lives to Jesus. But in spite of all that, God sacrificed his son Jesus for as many as would choose Jesus. How would you respond to God's outstretched loving arms? If your response has been up today and down tomorrow, it is time to change that. Make a commitment to daily choose Jesus and respond to his love. When you meditate on the love that could not ignore a crying woman, a love that would put the salvation of all mankind on hold just to attend to one man, you will discover that God's love commands a response. Jesus has his hands wide open. How are you going to respond today? I tell you how I have chosen to respond. I have chosen to serve God with more passion and with more tenacity. I have chosen to ignore the naysayers and ignore the critics. I intend to push the envelope of the kingdom of heaven further. I intend to give my life anew to the cause of God's kingdom. What would your response be? It is between you and God, and I encourage you to make a commitment to respond differently to God's love. Do not just stop there. Write it down and sign it in your name. Now put it somewhere you would see it pretty often and continue to declare this commitment aloud. I pray that as you do this, the Holy Spirit will help you walk in the reality of your commitment to love God and serve more passionately in Jesus' name. I pray that as you respond to God's love daily, that God will breathe upon you and fill you with the life of Christ Jesus. I pray that because of your fresh commitment to Jesus, he will give you the enablement to see it through. The way God helped Jesus, I pray that God will help you. Jesus lives forever to make intercession for you, so you cannot fail. I pray that God will give you the grace to finish strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
You are the reason I live. You're the one for me, you're the one for me. You are the reason I live, you're the one for me, you're the one for me. Why should I fear? When I have you surrounded by your love, your everlasting love, why should I care what people say? They don't know what you mean to me. They don't know what you mean to me. They don't know you gave your life for me. They don't know you gave your life for me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.